Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the true God, Jesus Christ, the righteous, our Savior, our friend, our brother, firstborn among many brothers. You see how close Jesus is to us. He saved us. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. The Father sent the Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth. God is with us in every way we need Him to be. Sometimes we lose loved ones. The Lord is right there to help you pick up the pieces and go forward anyway. You're never without Him. And I like for people to know that you're never without God. God loves us. He always has the right things to say to help us to understand. He loves us so much. As we go forward doing this work, don't look at the work. Look at Him. As much as you have a burning desire, the fire is shut up in your bones, you want to preach, you want to do the living works of God, don't worry about the works. You're going to do them if you continue to look to God. Now, there's a reason I'm saying it this way. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. That's our support system. We're trying to do something that's really impossible. You're endeavoring to love and know God yourself, to get on board with His plan. And then you're going into His battle. This fight is His, not yours. You're just in it. He's going to help you win. We have to fight with His rules. We can't fight like men, the same way men fight in a regular human battle. Natural war, the weapons are carnal. You find your enemy, you kill him. Our weapons are spiritual, supernatural. They're better. I am weaponized. I have weapons wherever I go because I believe on Christ. I am a weapon. You are too. And the enemy knows that if you know that, you are a weapon. If he can get you to believe that you're not a weapon, then you won't be able to fight it. Now, all this may seem strange, but hear me out. As you go forward in life and learning the things of God, God didn't leave us defenseless. Ephesians 6 talks about the weapons of our warfare. The helmet of salvation. You got to be in right standards with God by the blood of Jesus. That's the only way to be righteous. So the enemy sent an attack. The Jewish religious leaders, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the council, the priest, they tried to impose the ceremonial laws of Moses on the church. The ceremonial laws and rituals, they pointed to Christ. Once Christ came, they did that job. Circumcision, male circumcision, not female circumcision. Females weren't supposed to be circumcised. Male circumcision was supposed to help men know that they had to be circumcised in the heart. That was an outward symbol of something that was supposed to happen on the inside. It was a constant reminder of the covenant. When a male gets circumcised, he can never forget it. Every time he sees himself, he'll know, I was circumcised. And it also made him wonder, what is this for? Why would God do something like this? And the priest would explain, it was pointing to something. Once Christ came, this is what when you believe on Jesus Christ, you have a new heart. You are circumcised in the heart. If you can see your heart, you belong to God. You love God. You have a heart that's towards God. And if you try to blend the system of this world, your life won't work right. Your life is designed to operate according to the plan of God, which is far better. And the more you learn it, the more you want to learn it. The more you understand it, the more you will desire to understand it. The more you work the things of God, the more you understand and take in, just like we were saying in the last broadcast. It's ever increasing. You know, Fred Price teaches ever increasing faith. He's right. Our faith should be ever increasing. Our love should be ever increasing. Our determination should be ever increasing. Our wisdom can be ever increasing. Our knowledge can be ever increasing. There's so much to learn. But it's all based on the righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Then we have the shield of faith. Satan cannot penetrate your faith. When you speak a demand by faith, that Satan has no weapons against him. Nothing, there's nothing he can do about it. Remember, God gave us the clue. If you want to win the easy fight against Satan, cut him off at the source, at the head. Don't play with foot soldiers. Cut him off at the head. You can. When I fight Satan, I say, Satan, you can't do this. You can't do that. I'm talking to him and everything under him. All of his ranks. Cut the serpent off at the head. The Lord taught me that. And nature teaches you that. Jesus, you know, said the seed of woman will crush his head and he will bruise his heel. Satan's head bruises Jesus' heel. Why? Because he crushed his head with his heel. He gave us the example there. In the natural, if you cut a snake's tail off, he can still be a weapon against you. He can still bite you. If you grab him in the middle somewhere, he can wrap his head around and bite you again. You cut that head off, he's over with. He's not a problem anymore. We are weapons. When you speak the words of God in faith, you can destroy the works of darkness. This is why the false prophet and the Antichrist, the beast, they can't appear. And their system can't work until the church is gone, out of the way, or reduced to nothing. Hear me good. The prayers of the saints avail much. If you could see the activity of heaven when you speak God's word, you will take your words a lot more serious. And if you could see the activity of Satan's ranks when you speak negatively, especially when you complain, they attack your life. And people who complain a lot, their complaining gets in your countenance and you age faster. Whatever you're grieved about, when you keep speaking it, it will destroy your body. It will destroy your mind. And it will get in your heart and destroy what's left of your life. You can't afford, if you notice, people who complain a lot, they don't look as good as they used to. I like to point people in the right direction, because if they get their eyes on the Lord, they can do all things. Paul didn't say, I can do all things because I have good motives. He didn't say, I can do all things because I want to. He didn't say, I can do all things because I have dedication. He didn't say, I can do all things because I have faith or knowledge or wisdom or all of that. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, we have only so much wisdom, knowledge, faith, and everything. Whatever we got, it's in a limited measure. Now, you can measure it as great as much as you want to, but there are parts of God's word you haven't caught on to yet. So that means there are parts of God's word you won't have faith for. But when you look to Christ and run into a situation that you have absolutely no experience in, he can make the difference. This is why whatever you want to do, you have to continue to do it, but let it go, in the sense of release it into God's hands. Now, you're doing your part. You're doing the manhood part. God and God is handling his part. But never take your eyes off the Lord when you're working for him, when you're doing something important, when you're believing something you greatly desire. Put it in God, release it into God's hands with trust. Hear me good. This is the way of peace. Follow the peace. You can't do it, no way. All the great ministers that people look up to, their ministry thrives until they start looking at the people. When they lose, when the enemy starts, when they get their eyes on the money or the people or the prestige or the fame, even the worry of ministry. Sometimes things go wrong in ministry because you're ministering to people and people are not perfect and people complain. Tares never understand. You can't get a tear to understand nothing. And when they do, they'll try to use it to their advantage. Because they're tares. And the enemy knows how to get people's, he distract you with his people, with their problems. People marry, Christian people marry tares. And sometimes their own children is just like a tear. And sometimes they are tares. See, something that your enemy is sometimes the people in your own house. Jesus said this. I'm not just making stuff up. I don't even like that concept, but that's how it is. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now, don't get mad at your sibling or whoever is contrary right now. Leave them in God's hands. Continue to pray for them unless God tell you not to. Believe the best. Don't think, I taught my son, don't ever think the worst of anybody. Because when God is working with people, their life right now, when God is still working with people, their life is not always pristine and pretty. They have to work some struggles out. Everybody to go through this. You want to be as encouraging as possible, a friend as much as possible. But there are tares among the wheat, and sometimes it happens to be some people, the people in your innermost circle. Sometimes your best friend happens to be a tear. You grew up with them, you love them, you care about them, but they didn't love God. Sin becomes the captain. Anybody that is seduced by sin, enticed. Enticement, to me, it means you're trapped by desire. You have a desire. That desire is just like a hook in you, and you want it. And it's going to dominate your life, and you don't realize it. And when you play with the world somewhere, well, anything, it can be something you don't even like, even depression. Worldly things can be, you know, things of Satan is not limited to pleasure. Sometimes the enemy get people to go to hell through grief and problems and anything that can distract you and take your eyes off the Lord. When you take your eyes off the Lord, you hinder your growing process. And then he'll try to get hooks in you another way. Any form of sin, hatred, anger, frustration, they work against the things of God, even if you don't like it. And some people are trapped by sin and they don't know how to come out of it. So the Lord will anoint people to break the yoke so they can see their way out of that tunnel of doom and darkness, that downward tunnel, and they'll see how to come up and out of it. And that happens. This is impossible for us to do of ourselves. But when we look to the Lord, when our eyes are on Him, it changes everything. Whatever wisdom at any point in time that you need, you can receive. If you're looking to the Lord, who strengthens you. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. That means that he was trying to do something and he wasn't strong enough. He looked to the Lord, got his strength, and did it anyway. Now, to my surprise, years ago, when I had troubles, I looked to the Lord. He showed me how to walk my way out of it. I was looking to the Lord and he strengthened me. I said, oh, that's easy. And I said, anybody can do this. Because there are some, you know, a lot of people are much smarter than I am. But I asked the Lord, and the Lord, I didn't have the wisdom, knowledge, and fortitude to do these things, and He always was there with me to help me out. If you can rewind my life and watch the process, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it wasn't the best looking thing. I did some amazing things through Christ who strengthened me. The first gunfight I rebuked was between a man named Steve and Marvin. And they were playing cards and they got into it. One of them said something about a girl, the other one got offended, and a fight started. First it was words, then it was blows, then they went and got their guns and started shooting at each other. And then their families went and got their guns. I'm watching the whole thing. It looked like people were going to die in front of me, but I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody. In Jesus' name. Now, if you saw me doing this, I didn't look courageous at all. My eyes were big. I was surprised when nobody got shot. But Satan was just as arrested as if I had all the courage that Jesus had. And when by the time the police came and defused it, people started scattering. And they came back again, and I did it again, saying, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And everybody went that way, and nobody came back. And nobody got hurt. Nobody got shot. Nobody got hurt from stray bullets. And to my knowledge, nobody's property was damaged. Why? Because I cut off the head. Cut the head off the serpent. He was destroyed in that battle. So the next time it happened, I got a little bolder with it. I did it again. I didn't like it. I didn't want it to happen. And it got to where every other weekend, there was a gunfight. So I would just rebuke the enemy ahead of time. But when I woke up to gunfire, in my sleepy voice, I say, Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody in Jesus. That was my first response. That was my reflex. When people teach karate, when you fight somebody like that, they're in control. They fight you with their reflex, muscle memory. Spiritual warfare is no different. If I get bit by a bug, a mosquito, something I don't know, first thing I say is, nothing shall by no means hurt me. Cut the serpent off at the head. If I get in poison ivy, nothing shall by no means. It's a reflex. It comes out of my heart. I speak it with my mouth. Most Christians that I know won't do that. But they can. Cut the serpent off at the head. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can fight Satan through Christ who strengthens you. You can fight ISIS through Christ who strengthens you. You can speak words. Give me the best gun you got and put it in my hands. And I can tell you right now, the words of my mouth is much more dangerous and accurate than a sniper's rifle, than a machete, than a machine gun, than an AK-47, than a rocket launcher. When I cut Satan off, he can't do his work. Sometimes I bind the spirit of death. And all of his activity is useless. And people will come to their senses and say, well, hey, I really don't want to kill nobody. It's amazing how this works. I've seen people captured by ISIS. And I said, Satan, you're going to let them go. You cannot kill them. And the next thing I know, I see another newsreel and they let them go. That happened 3 times that I remember. At least 3 times. God loves us, folks. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But don't look at the project. Look at him. Look at the Lord. Look at his wisdom, his knowledge. That's the way you win. Don't worry about anything. You can't handle it anyway. But you can through Christ. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. He'll mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.